Miami, Florida, Pearl Gables, and he's never seen a farm. He's four. And he would like to come to grandmother's and see what they do on a farm, because he's heard farm. Of course, his father was raised on the farm, and his mother was reared in Tulsa, and she never had been on a farm until she married my son and came out, and she was delighted with farm life and things. So she has told him wonderful tales, because the things were so wonderful to her, you know, that she'd seen. Of course, never had any of the hardships or anything, and all the thing about the early days. So she is real thrilled about farm life.
Well, I think more and more young people who own farms are moving to town, don't you?
Oh, yes. Unless you're able. Now, we do very well on our little farm here, and we reared a family on it, but Ann did pretty well. I won't say that it wasn't hard to do, but we sent them all to school and got them all but my oldest son went through college. And my youngest son even went back to London University and got his PhD over there.
Oh.
But
what do you major in?
Political science. And he teaches in the University of Miami in Florida. Now that's the reason there, right down there in Florida. But he's the only one that really isn't on the farm. My youngest daughter and her husband teach school, but they have 190 acres of farmland, and they don't raise much grain or anything to sell. They have some wheat. And they raise hay and have the pasture for the cattle. They have about 60, 75 head of cattle that they run on their land there. And they live on the farm and drive to their school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's handy. The automobile has changed.
And the roads and everything. Makes a wonderful lot of difference about your whole way of life, because
yeah, the automobile, electricity, a wonderful thing. Were barrels very common in the early days? Were they?
Not too much. A lot of people cured their meat in barrels. We never did. We always had smokehouse. Mm-hmm. But it's been gone. Long since, because after the children left home, we never did.
Did the children pick barrels apart and take those steel things off them and roll them?
Well, yes, some, and more. We had wooden barrels that had the hoops on them, and they fell to they fell to staves. You've heard that expression, haven't you?
Yeah.
Well, they truly did. See, they were just upright pieces held together with a steel band.
Uh-huh.
And when they got dry, they just collapsed. And children pulled them much more than they ever did off of the other, off of the steel barrels, because they were riveted on and pretty hard to get off.
Mm-hmm. How did you get your sugar in the early days?
Well, it came in sacks. Usually it came in a muslin sack enclosed in a burlap sack. Mm-hmm. I don't know whenever. It must have been 40 years ago since we got that, but you got 25 pounds or 50 pounds or 100 pounds of sugar. And that was about, you could go to the store and buy a pound, I think, or maybe 5 pounds, and they'd